Beloved, have you ever gone to a sporting event where there was someone playing that you really wanted to cheer for? I truly wish my daughter was here today. We were talking about this last night. I will never forget when my grandson, her son, Devon, he was a running back, got the ball to, and it resulted in his first touchdown. He was playing in Evanston. It was Chargers football. Devon got this ball and headed, and boy, it was fast, headed down the gridiron, and everybody in the outdoor arena heard his mother's voice. By the time he got to the end zone, she was more tired than he was. We literally relived that memory last night. And oh, how I wish my sister were here. Her daughter played volleyball. And my brother-in-law got put out one day because he was loud and in an interesting sort of way. But my sister had cue words for Raina, right? So if Rita says, shake it off, that means you really screwed up that last play. Let's get better. Shake it off. Don't let that hold you. If she said, you got this, it meant that the next play was really pivotal, really important. And it was, you got this, encouraging her. And then if she shouted, keep your head in the game, it meant that it looked like Raina was maybe picking her nails or something. Keep your head in the game. But the one that she would utter most often, because Ray played on great teams, was yes. And it meant that it was a good play. It meant that they had won the point. It did not behoove you to sit near my sister during those games because you would be beaten, first of all. And then you would need help to recover your hearing because she was so loud. She shouted from the stands and her child knew the sound of her voice above the din. Her child knew that this was her mother urging her on, urging her to overcome the difficulty, urging her to be present and to do her best to achieve the prize. Beloved, that's exactly the scene I want you to have in your mind as you hear the words of Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. This great cloud of witnesses for Paul is a metaphor. It's a metaphor for the largest stadium you can imagine. Think the Colosseum, where runners had been running marathons. Marathons began in 400 BC. And so during the time of Christ and during the time of Paul, marathons were big things. And you ran the road race just like you do now, but you entered into the stadium for the last laps. And when the runner would enter to the stadium, the crowd would go wild. And 26.2 miles? You were exhausted. And so when you made your way into the stadium, the crowd became the wind behind you, their cheers, their calls. And even though it must have been a massive place, the metaphor Paul is using is very much like that football field with Tiffany and Devon or that volleyball court with Rita and Raina. The runners knew the voices of those who were there for them. They knew the voices of those who were cheering them on. And when they heard, you've got this, it meant, don't give up. I know you're tired. When they heard, keep your head in the game, it was, don't get weary in well-doing, but keep running. And when they heard, shake it off, it was maybe behind a stumble, but the crowd was urging them not to give up so that they would cross the finish line. And there would be a yes. Paul is saying to those whom are reading this letter, Paul is saying to those, you are in a race and it's a difficult race. You are in a race where there are people around you who want to deny you your faith, who want to tell you that you cannot be Hebrew and follow this Jesus. There are those around you who want to bind you with laws that no longer apply because grace is sufficient. There are those around you who want to make you stumble so you give up the race because it's too hard to love your enemies and stand for the truth. It's too hard. But hear our voices. We are your great cloud of witnesses. We are urging you on. Keep running. Keep heading for the prize.
Paul wanted those who read this letter to know that they were not alone. They were not without support. That there were hundreds and thousands of those, like Elaine said, chapter 11 lists the great hall of fame, those who had struggled and those who had suffered. Paul wanted them to know, even if you're struggling, even if you're suffering, even if you die by the sword, which is in chapter 11, keep going. There's a great crowd, a great cloud cheering you on. Beloved, we are in no less of a race. You look out these windows and you look at our world and you see places where voter suppression is rising. You see places where people are hungry and dying in our nation. You see places, Utah, where they are at 96% of their ICU beds right now because of COVID. You see places, there's a restaurant in Barrington that I went to last week, and there is a sign in their window, and it says, we are defying the governor, because if we shut down again, we will have to fire all of our people, and they will go hungry, and their lives will... We are in a race, whether you agree with that sentiment or not. It's this race to sustain who we are, this race to sustain our nation, this race to sustain our very lives. We are in a race no less than the men and women of Hebrews. And it's hard. It's no less arduous than the marathon they were running. It's no less dangerous. But beloved, that great cloud of witnesses that was theirs in the first century when Paul was writing has grown by 20 centuries. That great cloud of witness now contains those names that we called aloud today. Those people that you remembered out loud. Those for whom we lit these candles. That great cloud of witnesses now contains them. And you know their names and you know their voices. And they are telling you, keep running. You know what's right. Keep struggling. You know what's worth it. You know God's word to love your enemies. You know God's words to forgive one another. You know Jesus' words that you are salt and light. You know his words, let your light shine before others that people might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You know he tells us to speak truth in love. You know he tells us these things. They're yelling from the stands. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget what I taught you. Don't forget your faith. Keep pressing. Keep running. We are here and we are cheering you on. But beloved, while they shout to us these words of grace, they would not have us luxuriate in a world of grace that does not have ethics. Let me say that again. While they are shouting to us to carry on, that grace is sufficient, they want us to know that grace is empty if we do not live and stand in the ethics of the one who loved us and made possible the race. You heard the text from Hebrews. Jesus setting aside his glory, looked past the cross that he might run the race that was set before him, tells us to throw off that which so easily weighs us down. We cannot just receive the platitudes of grace, but we must know the ethics. If you look at the life of the one who died for us, he sought not his welfare, but the welfare of the weakest and those at the margin. He sought the welfare of those around him. When we run our race, when we go in to vote, when we live as Christians in this world, we have to think about more than ourselves if we are going to follow the ethics of the one who loved us. He told us to work for righteousness and justice. If we are going to live into his ethics and run the race the way he did it, those can't be ignored. Speak the truth, but in love. Stand for hope and fall for nothing else. Paul said it best, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Blood, we are not free agents. If you watch sports today, no matter what you watch, NASCAR cars, football stadiums, basketball jerseys are emblazoned with the marks of who's paying. Guaranteed Rate Field has nothing to do with the Chicago White Sox. Lucas Oil Stadium has nothing to do with the Colts, except that Guaranteed Rate and Lucas Oil pay the bills. Blood, you run in a uniform too, and it is emblazoned with a cross. It is emblazoned. You are not, I am not a free agent. We run this race sponsored by, we run this race paid for by the blood of the Lamb. And that means as I run for Him. That means as I run according to my training with Him. That means as I run to represent Him. We're in a race. We are in a race for the soul of our nation, for the soul of our world, and for our own souls. But it is a race we can win. Because one, there's a great cloud screaming to encourage us, screaming and reminding us that we can do it. But more than that, there is one who stands at the end of the race. He does not have a medal that he will put around your neck. Instead, he has words that say, "Well done, my good and my faithful servant. Well done, you finished the course. Well done, you've run in my name. Well done." I'm so glad that there's a great cloud of witnesses. And this year, my beloved is in it. And I can hear his voice. Reminding me to stay the course. Reminding me who I am and how I am to live. The back of your bulletin has an open speech bubble. I want you to remember somebody whose name may be fluttering about us, or someone who made a difference in your life. Maybe it was the name you called out. What would they tell you about running the race in this moment? If you're watching us online, think about someone who touched your life. What would they tell you about running the race today? And write it in the speech bubble and put it up where you can see it, especially on Tuesday. And remember that we run not for our own glory. We run not for our own reward. We run because a great cloud of witnesses encourages us. And we run because we are paid for by the one who says, "Come, follow me. Live as I lived. Love as I loved. And then it will be well done." And it ain't easy. And so we set a table. We set a table filled with the body and the blood. We set a table where we might dine together so that we might grow strong and have all that we need. Taught to us by these, given to us by God. All that we need to run the race. Come, beloved. The training table is set. You and I need to eat, for the race is on, and we are the ones destined to finish.